Illinois State University is an economic hub, and it's about to add two big new spokes. ISU will be one of 12 sites in the new Illinois Innovation Network. The governor recently announced $500 million in capital funding for the network and the related Discovery Partners Institute. ISU's two contributions to the Illinois Information Innovation Network will be the previously announced business incubator in Uptown Normal and a new makerspace. Ryan Denham speaks with ISU's Associate Vice President for Research and Graduate Studies, John Bauer, and the Center for Mathematics, Science, and Technology Director, Becky Darner, about the project.
As a hub, we're going to be kind of organizing our efforts around a single theme that fits into the statewide network. And I think our theme that we're settling on is sustainability, both in terms of ecological sustainability, economic sustainability, and social sustainability. So very broad.
And how did that theme come about? Is that something that was given to you or something that you developed or organically here on campus?
Well, I think it came about because we basically looked at what is already happening on campus. And this tends to be a theme that kind of emerges from a lot of the efforts that are already happening here in Bloomington Normal. And then when we really started looking across these different projects, they all seem to be geared towards the effort of really establishing systems that are long-lasting and that won't be depleted over long periods of time. There are many projects such as the new I Prefer project that looks to both generate biofuel to help address climate change, but at the same time seeks to diversify farmers' economic portfolio. That project is really trying to help establish a sustainable system, both food systems, biofuel systems, and farming systems at the same time. Also, the Center for Sustainable Water Future obviously has a focus on sustainability and really protecting water supply for the long term. So when we sat down and we looked across these different efforts that are already happening here, we realized that, you know, our campus is really already focused quite a lot on sustainability. And so why not simply highlight that in our hub theme and build off of the strengths that are already happening here?
And I would also add that, you know, even when you look outside the university, so if we look at like Heartland Community College, Rivian, for example, there's a broader sustainability theme around the region. And we do want the hub to be more than just Illinois State. You know, we want it to be a regional effort.
Does being part of the Illinois Innovation Network come with state funding when you are working through this sort of hub model? Can you talk about that a little bit?
So as it was about a year ago that we actually wrote grant proposals to the this entity that became the Illinois Innovation Network. And so, yes, some of the benefits of joining is in terms of funding. And we've been told that we can expect about $3 million out of the state's allocation. The other benefits, I would say, though, is one of the things that's happened for the first time since I've been in this position at ISU is that the universities are actually talking together frequently about collaborations, not only in research, but in other forms of economic development, workforce development. It's actually started a lot of conversations around the state and around the region. So it's, to me, that's one of the biggest benefits is just the collaborations that are starting to happen.
Well, Becky Darner, let's bring you into this conversation a little bit more. You are going to be a part of the team working on the Community Makerspace and Educational Center. Mm-hmm. You're the director of ISU's current Center for Mathematics, Science, and Technology, or CMAST. So what can we expect with this makerspace and educational center? What kinds of things are going to be there? What's it going to look like?
It is part educational center, that's for sure. But I guess I would imagine it as a place where creative people come together to collaborate and brainstorm innovative solutions to problems that they're encountering every day. I do foresee it being an educational space, meaning that people can learn how to use new equipment, to make use of the equipment that's available there to creatively problem solve. And we've also talked about how the creation of the makerspace could really enable the offerings of lots of K-12 educational programming that we currently just don't have the equipment or the space to provide. But I also think it's more than just providing programs and finding solutions to everyday problems. I hope that it really develops into the place where people go, where they need really creative people to brainstorm with. And so it's almost like this innovation, I hate to use the word hub again, but I would say, yes, it's I foresee it being an innovation hub where people come to really bounce ideas off of people as they're developing solutions, novel solutions to new world problems.
That's John Bauer and Becky Darner from Illinois State University. They spoke with Ryan Denham about the new startup incubator and makerspace that are part of the Illinois Innovation Network.